So when we're talking about better together, we're going to talk about that journey of what it is to be a farmer, but what it is that we're focused on with our wide angle lens as we look out to this vision that it's so much more than productivity and efficiency, that if we look at the calculation of life, what does that mean to us? And it means that we have to come together and we have to help each other through these very, very difficult times. And we have to be able to actively listen and become vulnerable enough to share some of our stuff in a very, very healthy way and lean into one another so that we can all stand a little stronger, a little tighter with this great ambition to continue fighting through and finding why do we keep doing what we're doing and how much better it can be when we really come together and be as one in the agricultural industry.
Several decades ago, there were a lot of smaller farms, and that meant more farmers, and it was easy to develop that sense of community nearby. You know, you didn't have to go that far away. But now with larger farms and fewer farmers in a specific area, is it important to sort of widen your net and have contact with more people outside of your, you know, even regional area?
It really is. And the more that we can share of us, the more that we can share what our story is that makes us uniquely us as one agriculturalist in this world, and we can share our vulnerabilities, our strengths and our weaknesses and tips with one another, whether we're farming 100 miles away, we need to have networks through text messaging, through calling one another, picking up the phone, by meeting on our decks and just coming together and just hashing it out every once in a while, that we're so much better when we are constantly reminded that there are other people fighting the same battle as us, and we're not invincible. But my stars, are we doing some awesome things to make this world, to make our world a better, better place?